Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood boundary guru. Welcome back to Healthy Boundaries, Protect Your Peace, the podcast where we dive deep into the art of self-care, empowerment, and saying, no, like a boss. Today's topic is something I find absolutely fascinating, the beautiful dance between mindfulness and setting boundaries. Ever felt that tug of war inside when someone asks you to do something you really don't want to do? Or maybe you find yourself constantly saying, yes, even when your inner voice screams, nope. Well, get this. Mindfulness can be your secret weapon in mastering those tricky boundary situations. It's like having a superpower that allows you to see things with crystal clarity, listen to your intuition, and ultimately, make choices that serve your well-being. So, how does this magical pairing work? Let's unpack it, friends. First off, mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, truly aware of your thoughts, feelings, and bodily sensations without judgment. Think of it like taking a mental deep breath and tuning into your inner compass. When you're mindful, you become more attuned to those subtle cues that tell you when something feels off, when your energy is being drained, or when a request crosses the line. Number 2. Mindfulness helps you cultivate self-awareness. It's like having a mirror reflecting back who you are, what you value, and where your limits lie. This awareness is crucial for setting healthy boundaries because it allows you to identify your needs and communicate them effectively. You start to understand what drains you, what energizes you, and what simply isn't negotiable. Thirdly, mindfulness reduces reactivity. Ever find yourself snapping at someone or saying, yes, out of guilt even though your gut is screaming, no? Mindfulness helps you pause before reacting, creating space between the trigger and your response. This calm detachment allows you to make conscious choices aligned with your values instead of letting emotions hijack you. And here's a powerful one. Mindfulness boosts your confidence. When you're connected to your inner wisdom, you naturally exude self-assurance. Setting boundaries becomes less about pleasing others and more about honoring yourself. You start to trust your instincts and speak up for what's important, knowing that your needs are valid. Finally, remember this. Mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of zen. It's a practice, an ongoing journey of self-discovery. Be kind to yourself, celebrate small victories, and keep showing up for yourself with compassion. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your friend calls, asking if you can help them move furniture this weekend. You're already swamped with work and personal commitments, but you feel that familiar pressure to say yes. You know you'd be exhausted and resentful afterwards. This is where mindfulness comes in. Take a deep breath, tune into your body. Do you feel tension? A sense of overwhelm? Now acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Are you genuinely free this weekend? Can you realistically dedicate the time and energy without sacrificing your own well-being? Once you've connected with these answers, speak from that place of authenticity. Maybe you can suggest a different day or offer to help in a smaller way. Or, remember, it's perfectly okay to decline politely but firmly, explaining that you need to prioritize your commitments right now. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-love. It's about honoring your needs and creating space for what truly matters. When you practice mindfulness, you become more aware of your limits, communicate them with grace, and ultimately cultivate a life that feels aligned and fulfilling. So keep practicing, keep showing up for yourself, and remember, you deserve peace. And hey, before we go, share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing this message. Leave a review if it resonates with you, or join the conversation on social media. Let's keep spreading the love of boundaries and mindfulness together. Until next time, stay strong, stay true to yourself, and keep protecting your peace. See ya.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.